Welcome back to Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Coffin. Well, we continue Lollapalooza week here on the Download, talking with some of the bands and artists on stage in Grant Park this weekend. And that includes Louisville Rockers' White Reaper. That was the track Judy French from the band White Reaper. White Reaper is a rock band from Louisville and just put out their album called The World's Best American Band. They are straight-ahead, energetic rock band, reminiscent of some of our favorite bands in Chicago, like Cheap Trick. They're playing on Thursday at Lolla, and then they're sticking around and playing Lincoln Hall on Friday. That show with the band Royal Blood is already sold out. Joining me on the line now, guitarist and singer Tony Esposito. Tony, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about Lollapalooza. What's it mean for you guys to come up to Chicago this weekend and play the festival?
Oh, it's going to be great. We love Chicago. I went to Lollapalooza once with my dad, and we saw Black Sabbath.
That's great. I talked to a lot of bands, and even this week, that have to change their set and move things around because of the style of music that you would need to do for a big festival like Lollapalooza. But you guys, your songs are straight-ahead, energetic, rock and roll. Do you have to change anything to approach a big festival like this than saying in a small club?
We're not changing one thing.
That's good. Talk about what we can expect from the set.
Well, it's going to be pretty loud. It's going to be pretty fast. There's five of us. You'll see like five kind of dirty-looking kids. We'll be wearing some raggy clothes, making some jokes, maybe a Jimmy Buffett song or two. The works.
When you approach a big show like this, you said you're not going to change any of the set list, but do you try to organize yourself in a way to play to the space?
I think the biggest thing for us is when we play a show, like a bigger kind of show, we just think to ourselves, like, finally, there's people here. We kind of crave these instances, and we're excited to play them, and I think we play better to more people, more exciting.
There are obviously more people, but you'll talk to some bands and say, well, it's a different kind of crowd in the way that there'll be some that are very responsive to you, but they're also checking you out and then leaving in 10 minutes to go check out another stage, or maybe they're because they've got the 3-day pass and they're checking you out for the first time. Do you react off of the style and the mood of a crowd?
Yeah, we do. I mean, you don't really have a choice. You kind of just, I forget who said this, but they say that there's two performances at every show, and it's, you know, the act and the audience, and you know, we can only control ourselves, and we're gonna have one hell of a time, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So hopefully the people watching us do too, but you know, that's up to them.
Well, I kind of said in the intro, you know, it's funny being a Chicagoan, I listen to your music and I love it, and there's something it's so good, and it's reminiscent of some of the best bands Chicago had to produce in the late 70s, Cheap Trick being one of them. It sounds very similar to that style, and maybe there's something in our DNA in Chicago why we're so, you know, so attracted to it. But do you recognize that? Do you recognize that there's a sound, a late 70s sound of bands like Cheap Trick and others that you guys are carrying the torch?
Yeah, we get Cheap Trick a lot. I think that's pretty cool.
What do you know of that time? I mean, you're a young kid. Do you think at all about arena rock, the rock that was happening in the late 70s here in this country?
That's pretty much all we were listening to when we made this record, so... We're big Aussie fans. We like Cheap Trick. I went to their pizza place once. It was all right. We like that kind of stuff. We like Bowie, Ramones, you know, the work.
Is there a trick to doing that kind of music? As I think of so many different rock and roll bands and indie rock bands, you could do so many different things with your amps and your guitar work and all that. But what does it take to replicate that sound of a Bowie or a Cheap Trick or an Ozzy in, you know, the late 70s version?
Hopefully you make music that you want to make, and that's what we wanted to do. And anybody else that makes music should be making the music they want to make,
right?
You know, no matter what it sounds like, no matter what they like or what year it is.
a lot of indie rock bands and rock bands that play Lollapalooza, you'll hear their sound and automatically you're like, oh, that sounds like a early 60s psychedelic rock. But you rarely see younger bands embrace a late 70s sound that's very particular here in Chicago. When you think about it that way, do you feel like you're unique in the music that you're performing?
Maybe for like in today's world, but in the big picture, we're just a rock band, and there's been plenty of rock bands before us.
We're talking with Tony Esposito. He's a guitar player, singer for the band White Reaper. White Reaper is going to be at Lollapalooza coming up Thursday in Grant Park. They're also going to be at Lincoln Hall on Friday. That show with the band Royal Blood already sold out. You know, as you come to Chicago to play, you're going to bring all the tracks from the world's best American band. That record has gotten great reviews. When you listen to it front and back, you can feel what you guys are going for. It's a great sound. Talk about the evolution of your band. You guys have known each other since you were kids. Talk about how you got to the world's best American band. How has your sound changed over the course of the band's history?
Well, yeah, I think we just, through touring and playing together all the time, we all got better. And looking at our last record, we thought that we could maybe try to add a little more detail. And I think we just worked a lot harder when we made this record. We just kind of knew we could do better and are still striving towards that. And when we sit down to make the next record, we'll take a look at the world's best American band and think about some shortcomings that we think are there and plot out the next one based off of that.
As a listener, when I'm listening to it, I don't recognize the shortcomings at all. But as a band, when you get the finished product and you guys are touring it and you're playing with the songs, you recognize that? You recognize where you want to get better and what you think you can improve upon?
Yeah, I think there's certain things that maybe were a little repetitive and certain things that we didn't try, that we've never tried before, that we want to try. You know, we really only used two guitars working together in harmony. We didn't really do like two separate guitar parts that work together. It was all really just harmonies and stuff. So there's so many doors that we left closed, and we're going to kick them down on the next round.
Are you a risky, when it comes to your creativity, are you a risky musician? Do you want to try new things? You want to push boundaries and change the sound that maybe an audience gravitated to, that grabbed onto?
I mean, I don't really have any interest in making the same record twice. I definitely want to challenge myself and try new things.
So you're playing with Royal Blood on Friday. This is going to be such a weekend in Chicago with Lollapalooza starting on Thursday and moving in. There's so many bands and there's so many after parties. Everything is playing. Are you guys looking forward to being a part of that? Past just the festival, but being in Chicago and playing Lincoln Hall and having a chance to possibly partake in other shows that are happening this weekend?
We're super excited. Seriously, we're chomping at the bit.
You know, I'll ask the bands that are coming through, who besides yourselves are you most excited to see at this year's Lollapalooza?
Definitely Liam. You know, I was probably like 4 or 5 when Oasis was really popping off. It'll be cool for us. We listen to a lot of Oasis. I know it's not Oasis, and maybe some of Liam's newer tracks weren't the coolest, but I'm definitely excited to see that. Honestly, the other festivals we played this year, I didn't really get a chance to like walk around and just like see stuff. So I think I'm just going to take a couple laps and see what happens.
There you go. Tony Esposito is the guitar player and singer for the band White Reaper, which will be on stage at Lollapalooza on Thursday. Also be on stage at Lincoln Hall on Friday with the band The Royal Blood, which already sold out show. Tony, have a great show on Thursday, and thanks for joining us tonight. We appreciate it.
No problem. I'll see you guys there.